So this is the top five right now for MVP. Josh Allen is number one. Lamar is tied for number one as well. Patrick Mahomes is third at plus 600. Jared Goff at plus 1800. Jalen Hurts at plus 1500. Those are the top five. I understand why Mahomes is in the top three. Patrick Mahomes has not played like the NFL MVP. We've seen the 2 years that he has won the award. I don't think he has played like the MVP. So I understand why Vegas and the book just doesn't want everybody betting on Mahomes to an MVP. I don't think he has been the MVP so far this season. I think through the first half of the season, I think that Josh Allen has been the MVP. I think Jaden Daniels is second. And I would probably put Lamar Jackson at third. But at this point, what does winning MVP matter for the Baltimore Ravens? He's won it two times before, and they haven't made it to the Super Bowl. And somehow, at least in my mind, that kind of knocks Lamar Jackson. Like, we're going to give this guy the award again for MVP. But I would have him at third. That's how I would have it today. I would have Josh Allen one, Jaden Daniels two, Lamar Jackson, as we are through the halfway point of the NFL season.
The absolute disrespect coming out of that room for Jared Goff is just impressive. You don't have him in your top three? Jared Goff, not in the top three. It's fine if you don't have him as the favorite. Me and you have argued about this. I have no problem with Josh Allen as
the
favorite.
He's been great
right
this
now.
Year. I can't deny that.
Josh Allen's been sensational. I have no argument with Josh Allen. Jared Goff is number two. Jared Goff leads the NFL in completion percentage. He has a 71% completion percentage in the NFL, Carrington. He also is what? Top five in touchdowns thrown this year. He has four total picks. Jared Goff has been really impressive on the second best team in the NFL, the best team in the NFC, and they are boat racing people over there in Detroit. And we both know, as much as it's stats and driven and all those things, there's a narrative to it too. He doesn't throw incompletions and they're killing people. Jared Goff has got to be in your top three, ahead of Lamar Jackson, no less. Lamar Jackson, what he would have to do to win the MVP is Herculean, because he already has the award. There is no world where Lamar Jackson is ahead of him in an MVP hierarchy power ranking. Jared Goff has to be in that top three.
All right, let me ask you this. Is there a world in which you would vote for Jaden Daniels to win MVP? Because I don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to have the traditional sort of MVP numbers. Like, he is not going to have one of those just monster seasons. We have seen Mahomes have two monster seasons in which he won NFL MVP. Lamar Jackson's first year, thought he had monster numbers to win MVP. If you were looking at the pace right now, as we are at the halfway point, the Commanders have played eight games and they are now entering their bye week, I believe. Jaden Daniels is on pace to throw for 15 touchdown passes. Now, he is on pace to complete 70% of his passes. He is on pace to have 3,700 passing yards and almost 1,000 rushing yards. Do you think that's enough for a rookie to win MVP? If he finishes the year with 3,600 passing yards, he runs for 1,000 yards, he has 25 combined touchdown passes, and the Commanders are the two seed in the NFC. Do you think that's enough for a rookie to win NFL MVP?
The numbers would be yes. I would say so. But I think they already have an award for that level of season. He's going to win the Rookie of the Year. I think a Rookie of the Year, and this is unfair, by the way. I'm not saying this is the way the world should work. This is the way the world does work. The level he has to play at a rookie is just remarkable to, as a rookie, win the award. So the numbers you laid out, I think, are MVP good. But he's held to a different standard because he's already going to use those stats to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. So I think the stats you laid out are a yes, but I do not believe he will win it even with those stats, if that makes sense.
I will say, to your point about Jared Goff, if there is a player who has the ability to go out and win the award, I think it's Jared Goff. I just don't think that Patrick Mahomes is going to have the numbers to win the award this year. I think the Chiefs are going to be the one seed in the AFC. I believe that Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. I mean, we're at the midway point of the season. He has 8 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. I just don't think that he is, from a numbers standpoint, going to turn things around where at the end you say Mahomes has been the most valuable player in the league. I do think with Jared Goff, the numbers are certainly there. I mean, he has 13 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions, and you're right, he leads the NFL in completion percentage. I think the biggest thing for Jared Goff is they got a lot of big games that we are now going to be paying attention to, that if you want to sort of sway the conversation in your favor, I mean, this is how you do it. They have the Fox 325 game this week. They play the Packers in their division. Next week, they play Sunday Night Football on the road against Houston. They play on Thanksgiving. Everybody watches on Thanksgiving. They have a 325 game in December against Buffalo, the Nansen Romo game. They play Monday Night Football against San Francisco later in this year. Jared Goff, I would say, more than any other quarterback, and I guess you would put Josh Allen in that conversation as well. Goff has more opportunities than anybody else to go out and win the award. Is he going to go take the award and Jared Goff is going to be the MVP of the NFL? I also think the league kind of wants to give it to somebody new. Mahomes has won it twice already. Lamar Jackson has won it twice already. And then everybody else has yet to win their first award. Jared Goff's been to a Super Bowl, hasn't won the award. Josh Allen hasn't won the award yet. So there's a couple of different guys who have never won NFL MVP. Even in the middle of the Brady runs, you got a Cam Newton MVP. You got a Matt Ryan MVP. You got one of those quote-unquote random MVP years. This could be one of those with Jared Goff that he puts together a good year and he ends up winning NFL MVP.
So two quick things. One, outside of the Vegas betting odds, are there actual people who believe Patrick Mahomes should be the favorite for MVP? Because I know that's what Vegas says, but I agree with you. I think it's because the book doesn't want to be out over its skis and have the most talented quarterback have long odds and something crazy happens. But even the text line, which is the most see-through Chiefs glasses entity maybe on earth, there is no real person who is saying Patrick Mahomes for this season should be the MVP, correct? Like, that's like arguing against air. That doesn't exist. It's like that meme on Twitter. There's always one guy saying Steph Curry can't make three. No one believes this year is a MVP season for Mahomes, right? It's just the book protecting themselves.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I also think, and I don't want to speak for all Chiefs fans here, this is maybe just being projecting, I don't think Chiefs fans care about this stuff anymore. There was a time where I think Chiefs fans really cared about this stuff. Patrick Mahomes' first year, you remember when at the end of the season they were arguing for Drew Brees to win MVP. I'm like, wait, hold on. Like, it's obvious who the MVP is. It's the quarterback of the Chiefs. After the year that Tyreek was gone and Mahomes was putting up those big numbers, I think there was sort of a push. But when you were in the middle of a three-peat, I just don't think Chiefs fans are moved anymore by the conversation on if their guy is being slided or not slided. Like, the numbers aren't there, and the Chiefs just obviously are looking for a much greater prize. This just goes to our conversation that Chiefs fans have just turned into NBA fans. Like, the regular season is cool, and sure, you'll watch it and you'll keep up with it, but it is far more about the postseason and how your team is positioned and those three or four games potentially at the end of the season. So I think we have just reached at least this point with Mahomes that I just don't think fans care whether or not he wins the MVP or not. He's going to be the quarterback of the best team. They're going to be the one seed. You're going to have to come through Kansas City, and I would take him over any of these quarterbacks in a game that really matters. Josh Allen has been incredible. Lamar has been incredible. Jared Goff is putting up big numbers. In a game on January 15th, I will take Patrick Mahomes against any of them. And as long as you feel that way about Mahomes, I just don't know if Chiefs fans care anymore about individual awards.
And I actually very much agree with that. I believe fans don't truly care. I think they cared in 2022 because it was obvious Mahomes was, and they were – it was just nonsense on social media about who should beat Mahomes. Second thing, and it's another quick thing. You said we'll look back if Goff wins it as a random year for Jared Goff. Will we? What about Jared Goff's resume makes him look like a random person? He was a top two pick in the NFL draft. He went to a Super Bowl at his first stop. He's now played an NFC title game at his second stop. He is putting up MVP style of season this year. He could win it. We also don't know. He might end up with another Super Bowl appearance under his belt, or at least another NFC title appearance. I feel like Jared Goff is viewed as like some came out of nowhere Cinderella story. We'll look back at his tenure as, wow, that was random that he was good. Everything about his lineage, except for Sean McVay giving up on him, is a guy that we should believe can do these things. Top pick, former Super Bowl quarterback. Like, that lineage is not going to be looked at back at as random, is it?
Yeah, I guess more to me the random is we had 2 years, like this is how the NFL MVP conversation went. It went Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton, and Matt Ryan won it, and then it went to Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers. So maybe random is the wrong way of putting it. I just think if Jared Goff wins the award, we will look back, and then next year Patrick Mahomes will win it, and then Josh Allen wins it, and then Joe Burrow will win it, and we will point back like, oh yeah, I remember Jared Goff won NFL MVP. I mean, isn't he this generation's Matt Ryan? Like, 7 years from now, me and you are going to fire us. And you know what our replacements are going to argue? They're going to argue that Jared Goff is a future Hall of Famer because he won MVP. The same way that people will argue that Matt Ryan should be in the NFL Hall of Fame because he won MVP that one year and his team lost in the Super Bowl. Doesn't that sound like the accomplishments of Jared Goff? Isn't that what Jared Goff has basically done so far in his career? They went to a Super Bowl, they lost, and you think he's going to win NFL MVP this year and they're the best team in the NFC. That sounds like the northern version of the Atlanta Falcons.
Can I ask you a question? Isn't the players laid out? Isn't that actually Joe Burrow? Because if Goff wins an MVP and goes back to a Super Bowl, his resume right then, like let's say the Lions win the Super Bowl, the best team in the NFC, let's just say they do. We'll take the MVP thing off the table. Isn't then what you're laying out Joe Burrow? Because at that point, Goff would have multiple Super Bowls, which Burrow wouldn't. They both were top two picks at quarterback in the NFL draft. It's a matter of accolades from there. Is it possible that random made the wrong term, that Matt Ryan season is what we look back and say, oh, that was Joe Burrow, who... Matt Ryan was a top five pick in the NFL draft. Boston College had all the lineage, won MVP, was in the playoffs. But is it possible Matt Ryan is Joe Burrow?